Hi, I'm J.E. Berry, and this is the Save the Sam podcast, where we always wear our floaties and we never mom alone. Hey, friend, and welcome to episode 28 of the Save the Sam podcast. I'm so grateful you joined me today. I am excited about this series because it's so important for us to nail down these really important facts and truths for ourselves in God's Word and to help us to be the best mama we could be. Being a Proverbs 31 mama means that we raise Proverbs 31 women and strong men. So today's episode is all about she is a hard worker and prepared. And for some of us, this could be a really difficult topic because it's hard to get prepared for anything, especially if you have a lot of kids at home. So I totally get you and I understand why this is not like the happy-go-lucky topic for you. But let's face it, this is a very important topic, not just for mamas, but pretty much for everybody. So our topic today comes right out of Proverbs 31, 16 through 19. So I'm going to go ahead and read this over us and declare it over us and just say that we are already the women that we have been called to be. So Proverbs 31, 16 says, she considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hand to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. Wow. Whoever this woman is a hard worker, right? So much she's doing. And I totally get her because I do a lot of work, but I don't know if I'm as prepared as this woman is in Proverbs 31. However, that's okay because there is grace for that too. So just like last week, we're going to talk about a couple, you know, fixed questions for ourselves that will help us understand why going along this path is so important. First question we're going to ask ourselves is in line with the 5 points that we're going to do today, because per usual, we're going to hit 5 points that are going to help us drive home this topic. So our first question is, what does God have to say about hard work and preparedness? Well, if we stay in Proverbs 31 at the end or toward the end, we'll see that it says she looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat of the bread of idleness. Reading that helps me to see that idleness is not good, which means that that's most likely the opposite of hard work. If you're not working hard, you're likely idle or being lazy. Now, that's not to say that when you rest from your hard work, you're being idle or lazy, but that is to say that a refusal to do or to work hard is idleness. And also in Colossians 3:23, the word says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. So this is saying when we work, we are not working for men. And I don't know if you realize it or not, but this is something I had to really swallow. When I serve my kids, I'm not just serving my kids because they're hungry. I am showing them what it looks like to serve someone in Christ, to be humble enough to serve them in a way that shows them, hey, this is what God did for me. This is what I'm going to do for you. We show Christ doing those kinds of things, working hard for people who don't believe in Christ. So they can say, hey, why do they work so hard? Or, hey, why is this person choosing to do work this way? Because if we work as for the Lord, they will see that there is something different about what we're doing. So this is why this is so important for the Lord. And there's also another scripture in Proverbs that I'll let you read yourself, which is Proverbs 19:15. And it kind of goes along the lines with what I'm about to read you right now, which is in Ecclesiastes 10:18. And it says, through sloth, the roof sinks in, and through indolence, the house leaks. What this tells me is that when we're lazy, our house sinks in. So we need to work hard so that we can keep that thing standing. And I'm sure you know, just like I know, that when I don't do things like possibly more than one load of laundry a day, it seems like the walls are closing in. So I'm sure you understand all about what it looks like for the walls to sink in. Our second question for the day, which is point number two, is why is hard work and preparedness so important? Well, think about it. When we work hard, we set an example and create a foundation of work ethic for our kids. But not only that, when we work hard, we don't have regret later. When we work hard, everything is set up for us to go to the next step when we need to. But when we are lazy, it's not. And then we're begrudging because we haven't done what we needed to get done to set ourselves up for the next step. So it's very important. And when we work hard to serve our families, we're actually showing them that they are valuable to us. I don't know if you realize, but when our kids see what we do for them, they find value in that. And when we are doing it as for Christ, they see that we love them and we enjoy serving them. And that makes people feel valuable. So it's very, very important that we work with a smile on our face, that we show our kids we love you, and that's why we're doing what we're doing and not begrudgingly. There's a word about that in the word too, but I'll let you look up that word begrudgingly on your own. Another reason why it's very important for us to do that is because we are honoring God by being a good steward of what He's put in our hands, including our children and our homes. It's very important because if we want our kids to emulate what we're doing and we want them to serve God, we can't be slothful and think, oh, hey, I'm going to have hardworking children when we refuse to do that ourselves. That's not realistic. So what does that look like on a normal basis, right? What does that look like to be a prepared woman, a prepared mama, and one that is really putting her hand to the distaff, like in Proverbs 31? Well, let's go back to scripture. The first part of that says she considers. So our point number three is she considers. And what this looks like is look in your hand. What's in your hand? What do you have in your hand? For us, we have kids. We have our household. You may have a little side job that you're doing. You may have a big side job that you're doing. You may have lots going on. You may have homeschool. All these things in your hand. So the first thing the hardworking woman does is she considers what she has, because you can't know what to do if you don't know what's in your hand, right? So consider what's right in front of you. Use wisdom to evaluate those things and then say, what has God given me to manage? So if I have all these things, what's important, what has God given me to manage, and what have I put on my plate that's not necessary? So, you know, weigh against each other the good thing and the God thing. If God has put this in front of me, then great. I need to be a good steward of it. If I've put it in front of myself and it's just busy work, I need to figure out, does this need to be eliminated? Or is this really something I need to hang on to that's beneficial for me and my tribe? A lot of times it's not beneficial if we've put it in front of ourselves, but you know, you have to weigh that out for yourself and then think to yourself, what are the needs? And invite your family to help you to see this. What's a need? Because something you could be doing over and over and over again that you think is something that's necessary, and your family's like, why is she doing that? So really evaluate the needs from a truthful perspective. So that's point number three. And point number four is another part of this scripture that we've dove into, which is she perceives. Perception is what you see, right? So what are you seeing? If you're considering, what do I have in my hands? What do you see? What are the possibilities for what you have in your hand? What can be done with what I have in my hand? What's the best way for me to manage what I have, and how can I meet these needs in the most efficient way? So this is what it looks like in preparedness, right? So before we can work hard, we have to prepare, right? We also have to work hard to prepare. So it's very much a cycle. It's a cycle of managing and stewarding and being aware, all of these things. So as we're perceiving, we have to perceive what works and what does not work. If you've been doing something for 30 years and it ain't working, change it. If you keep making the same plans and it's not working, change it. But also in your perception, make plans for what does work. So evaluate the possibilities, see what needs need to be met, figure out what works, what doesn't work, and make a plan to go forward. And a point number five, which is how we're going to wrap up today, and that she puts her hands on it. This is where I struggle. I can make great plans. I can do all of the charts. I can make all the lists. But sometimes you just don't want to put your hands on it, because now you've done all of these things and you're just like, ugh, I don't want to do it. I've done what I wanted to do, and now I'm kind of exhausted from all the planning. Well, she puts her hands on it. So the Proverbs 31 mama does what needs to be done. And you know what? When we do what needs to be done, we feel great. So we just should look past the begrudgingness and think, hey, when I get this done, I'm going to feel great. And another thing she does is stays ahead of it. There's nothing more frustrating than thinking about the 400 loads of laundry you have to do today because you didn't do 2 loads a day every day like you knew you should have. So, look, I mean, can you tell what my struggle is in this home, in my household? We have 7 people, lots of laundry. So you have to stay ahead of it, right? The only way to keep prepared is to stay ahead of what's in front of you. So stay ahead. And finally, keep far away from idleness, but value rest. So there's a difference. There's a difference. Rest comes after the hard work. Idleness comes before. I had a pastor teach a really good lesson on this, and he said, when we rest before the work is done, we have not earned our rest. So that's lazy. So when the work is done, you get your rest. Idleness rests before the work has been done. So keep that in mind, because sometimes we try and pass off rest as you've done a job, so now you deserve rest. Well, guess what? That's called idleness. If you've not done the job, you cannot rest. So rest comes when you've completed something. God did not create half the earth and then rest in the middle. God did 6 days of the earth, created everything he needed to create, and then rested on the 7th day. So that's our example, is to complete the job, work hard, and value rest. Value rest. Okay, friends, today's takeaway: when we work hard, we build better. That's a good word. Write it down, keep it in your notepad, and put it on your refrigerator, because that's a good one. All right, I hope you got something great out of today. I hope we are working hard at becoming the Proverbs 31 women together that we are called to be, and I hope this blessed you. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for the privilege of caring for what you have given us. Lord, we ask that you would bless what's in our hands, that you would give us wisdom to manage and perceive about the things in our hands. Lord, we thank you so much that you have trusted us with so much more than we could ever deserve to be trusted with. Lord, we ask that you would give us the eyes to see and perceive the way you do, and the minds to consider the way that you do, and help us to be wise about working hard and putting our hands on what you've given to us. We thank you, God. You have been such a blessing to us, and we just thank you for all that you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, girls, I'm excited so we can continue this series. We have so much more to talk about in becoming a Proverbs 31 woman. So stick around and we'll talk about more about how to get there and how to stay there. Have a great day. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to check out more resources at SaveTheSam.com and follow us on social media at SaveTheSam.